Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland and Lone Tree Superintendent Ken Crawford. This is part one of a two-part interview.
So how is it going for your first year as a shared superintendent with Highland and Lone Tree?
I think it's going well. It's a good thing that we're doing this. I think it's a positive for both districts. I think it's a challenge, obviously, when you're splitting between two districts, and sometimes people are used to coming in and seeing you and being able to talk to you right then and there, and in other scenarios now, you kind of have to wait and kind of work your way into the schedule and those kind of things there. So I think the positive is that I think there's a lot of things that we can really grow and move on. And then the other things is just the challenges that are real, is that somebody's not physically going to be there at every single moment.
How many days of the week are you at Highland?
Right now I'm at Highland for a day, and then we've contracted Highland for a day, and then I'll be at Lone Tree for 4 days. So what I've been trying to do is to go 2 half days when big things are happening so that at least I touch the district a couple times a week.
It fluctuates a lot, but do you have kind of a set day that you try to always be in Highland?
You're right on that. There's no set schedule. It's really kind of depends on what's happening at both schools so far. So far, it's been kind of a Monday, Thursday, but I know it's going to change this week with teachers coming back and start of school and those types of things there. So trying to be in both districts for the start of the big things will really set my schedule off. But I know that when there's board meetings and SIAC meetings and stuff like that, that's an easy, hey, I'm just there in that afternoon and then can carry on into the evening.
What's helped so far with having shared responsibilities as far as the staffing at Highland and so forth?
I think what's helped is that both places, Lone Tree and Highland, have great people in place, and they understand the process, and they understand what the goal of this entire operational sharing and receiving the money from the state and making it work for both districts to be financially independent. And so I think everybody in both districts have been great as far as saying, hey, I said I need this, or I'm looking for that kind of stuff. And everyone's kind of stepping up and really helping me out along the way.
And for Highland, I was just looking to see the last school board meeting minutes for them. I believe the board goals for this year were approved or confirmed. I wonder, could you share what the Highland School Board's goals are this year?
Well, I think with the school board goals, I think the two big ones I still think that are probably with every board is just really take a look at your curriculum and really try to progress that to the best possible state so that when your kids graduate, they can go on to something as a career option, or if they want to go on to college, that they're prepared for that. So I think the continual look into what's out there, what's the best, what can we do, and how we can fit that in there, I think is always good on those types of things there. And I think having a positive environment and positive communication out to the patrons of the district, I think every district is trying to shoot for those types of things there too, is that everybody knows what's going on, they know the good things that are happening, and they feel that they're very kept up to date on all the information that's going on in the school, because there's a lot of stuff going on, and trying to get all that out to everybody is always a challenge.
What else are you looking forward to from the Highland School District this year?
I think they've got the aerospace class that's coming. That's the first one in the state. I know the previous superintendent, Dr. Jorgensen, who's well-known in Washington, got that brought into the classroom. Two teachers went down to Auburn University and were trained for 2 weeks in July. And I know that that's a really big push as far as, hey, how's that class going to go, what's it going to look like, and how exciting it is. I know the teachers that went down and were trained were very excited coming back. Well, I talked to one of them. He said it's really, really cool. And so I think with an aerospace that's been, provided by, a grant from the riverboat is always a neat thing to see how that's going to go. I think also the ag department's growing and really becoming a very independent. I know we've got a new classroom ready for them and get some things going. I know they're at the state fair right now doing a lot of things there too. So I think those are two right off the top of my head things that I think are going to feel very different for Highland, as well as just I think it's kind of continuing the progress of, like I said, getting information out the district, being a positive message out there on those types of things. So I think those are the big things that we're shooting for this year. Staff changeover has been very little. I think we have 3 new staff members coming in. So I always think that extra year of being in a district also helps a lot of systems. When I say be clean, it just helps everybody understand, okay, it's the same person every year. You build a lot of continuity there.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland and Lone Tree Superintendent Ken Crawford. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.